We continue our learning. When Rosh Hashanah Perigil Mishnah Beis, Torah describes when it comes to Rosh Hashanah in the seventh month on the first day, it calls it in one place Yom Teruah, another place Zichron Teruah, and that is clearly the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. The Mishnah here says the following: Kol haShofaros Kasherin Chutz Mishel Para Mipnei Shehu Karen. All shofars are kosher for Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, whether it's the shofar of a ram, which we know is bent, or a shofar of a Ya'el, which we'll talk about in the next Mishnah, which is a wild goat. Karhati says, what's a Ya'el? He writes here, Min Eiz Habar, it's a species of wild goat, Hamatsui Bisile Ein Gedi, which are found on the rocks of Ein Gedi, Veharim Hasmuchim Liyam HaMelech, and the other mountains that are next to the Dead Sea. You see those, what we call the Ibex. So that's what the Ya'el is. Those shofars are relatively straight. And the Mishnah here says you can use a shofar of an ayel or a Ya'el, whether it's bent, kafuf, or pashut, makes no difference. Chutz mishel para. But the shofar, the horn of a para, is disqualified. The same thing is true of an ox or a bull. Why? Mibnei shehu keren. Because it's called a keren, it's called a horn, and it's not called a shofar. And a Rosh Hashanah, we need a shofar. Why? Because although in the context of Rosh Hashanah, and you never see the word shofar. You see Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah. But in the context of Yovel and Parshas Bahar, it says, on Yom Kippur of Yovel, that is, V'ha'avarta shofar Teruah b'chodesh ha'shvi'i be'asor l'chodesh. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that all of the mitzvos of the seventh month are connected. So we derive the laws of Rosh Hashanah from the laws of Yom Kippur of Yovel. And just like over there, it's shofar Teruah, it's a shofar. So too here, it has to be a shofar. It can't be something that's called a keren. And the horn of a cow is not called a shofar. It's called a keren. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'halo kol ha-shofaros nikru keren. Shene'amar b'mshoch b'keren ha-yovel. Pasuk in Yoshua, Perek Vav, uses the phrase Karen HaYovel, and there we're talking about Yovel is a ram. So, and there it calls it a Karen. So, how could you tell me that the reason why this show, the horn of a para, is disqualified for Rosh Hashanah is because it's called a Karen and needs something called a shofar? So, the shofar, the horn of a Yovel of a ram is also called the Karen based on this pasuk. So therefore, the Torah, so the Sefer Rabbi Yossi says, apparently it shouldn't matter. And if it says there, the full pasuk is V'hayav b'mshoch b'karen ha'yovel b'shamachem es kol ha'shofar. So what do you see from here? You see that a shofar of an aisle is also called a keren. It's obviously called a shofar, but it's called a keren as well. So if a keren of an aisle is kosher for blowing, so why isn't keren of a para kosher for Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says that the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yossi as follows. He says, you know, all shofaros are called both keren and shofar. So let's say a ram. So you're right, a ram is called a shofar, the ram's horn is called a shofar, and it's also called a keren. But that's okay, because it's also called a shofar. But the horn of a para is only called a keren. It's never called a shofar, and that's why the keren of a para is disqualified for tkiyah. The Gemara gives another reason as well. Why can't we use the keren of para? Ein kategor nasa sanegor. The prosecutor cannot become the defendant, since the para reminds us of the cheto egel, and therefore that's like a prosecutor. So too, you can't use. Even though you'll say both are called the keren, shofar of the horn of a para and the horn of a ram, or horn of a ram is fine, and a yael is fine. A para is disqualified, not so much necessarily because it's called the keren only, but rather because of ain't kategor nasa sanegor. We don't want to remind ourselves of the cheta egel at a time of atonement, at a time of Yom Kippur, which is the same reason why the Kohen Gadol for the avodos of Yom Kippur, as we learn in Maseches Yoma, removes the big day zahav and is only wearing the big day lavan. Now, Tosfos says that our Mishnah doesn't mention the keren, let's say, of a deer, let's say, for example. So why would that be, why is that not mentioned here at all? So that would be disqualified for a different reason, because they're not hollow by nature. You would have to hollow them out completely, and therefore they're not roy for shofar, because shofar comes from the language, Ron asked this, adds this, shofar is from the language of shofaris, of a hollow tube. So that's why that wasn't mentioned here either, and that would be disqualified. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Ya'el Pashut, u'piv mitzupeh zahav, u'shtei chatzotros min hatzdadin. So here, you see that this is the opinion of the Chachamim, that a shofar of Rosh Hashanah ideally should be, it doesn't mean that we can't use that of a ram, but ideally preferred should be the shofar of Ya'el. L'chatchilu, we should be using a shofar Ya'el, which is pashut, which is straight and not kafufa, not bent. Of course, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, b'di'evet, certainly a shofar of an aisle is okay, just a shofar of a par is disqualified. But l'chatchila, preferably, ideally, we should be using a shofar of a Ya'el. Rabbi Yehuda has a dissenting opinion, which is brought in the Gemara, where Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's ideal to use a shofar of an aisle. But the evidence shofar of Ya'el is okay, but a shofar of an aisle of a ram is ideal. What's this based on? The Gemara says that the Tana of our Mishnah, the Chachamim hold, and this is a quote, Barosh Hashana Kama de Pashit Inish Daite Tfei Male. What's ideal in Rosh Hashanah? If a person's mindset is straight, that is what's ideal. Since the tikkios and Rosh Hashanah are there for tefillah, for zikaron, and there are many relations, certainly connections between the shofar and tefillah itself, the blow, it's a silent tefillah, the language of kol truas amo yisrael barachamim sounds like the brach of shomei tefillah. Many connections, of course, we blow during the Shemona Esrei, during Chazar Sashat, and some even during the silent Shemona Esrei. So a very strong connection between tefillah and tkiyah shofar. So therefore, the same when it comes to davening, if I direct in a very straight way towards my mind, my kavana towards Hashem, so therefore that is ideal when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. In fact, think about the simcha that we're supposed to have on a chag. The simcha is supposed to be based on the emuna, the bitachon, that Hashem is going to listen to our tefillos and will write for us l'chaim u'l'shalom. So therefore, we should be directed in a way, it's not that we're bent and we're frightened, but there's a sense of simcha, of emuna, of bitachon, of confidence. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Kama de kayif inish daite tfei male. On Rosh Hashanah, the ideal mindset is where a person submits, is bent, his head is bent during the tefillah, and it's through submission, hachna, shivron lev, where it's a broken heart, and therefore it's ideal to have a shofar that is kafuf. The Rambam rules, v'shofar and hilchos shofar, perek aleph halacha aleph, like Rabbi Yehuda, v'shofar shetokin bo bein b'Rosh Hashanah, bein b'yovel, hu keren hakvasim hakafuf, that is bent. And he also adds, v'chein amru, lama tokin b'shofar. And the Gemara says, rather, on Daf Tezayin, Lama Token B'Shofar Shal Ayil. So there's an additional reason. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tiku B'Lefanai B'Shofar Shal Ayil Kedesha Ezkor Lohem Akedas Yitzchak. So that's the Gemara adds on as well. So the Ayil is not only that it's Kafuf, but it reminds us of Akedas Yitzchak, those two reasons together, the mindset. And remember Akedas Yitzchak is the reason why we choose the Shofar Shal Ayil. Then the Mishnah says, Upiv Mitzupe Zahav. Now we were speaking about the shofar that they blew in the Mikdash. There was a special shofar blowing in the Mikdash. The shofar in the Mikdash, we'll learn later, was Doche Shabbos, even when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, because Ein Shvus Ba Mikdash, we're not afraid you're going to carry it. So there they would blow on Shabbos. And that shofar was Mitzupe Zav, was covered in gold. Now the Gemara says that the covering in gold was not where the mouth was. If you had it in the place of the mouth, the shofar would be puzzle. Why would it be puzzle? So apparently there would be potentially a chatzit. So that would be an interposition between the person's mouth and the shofar. That's at least one explanation of why the mouthpiece should not be gold, but the whole thing can be covered in gold. How do you address the issue of ein kategonas esaneger? So that is a question that may be based on only things that are done lifnai v'lifnim, inside the base in the kodesh hakodeshim, and things that are done for avoda. There's some discussion about that. Why we're able to cover the shofar with gold. Ushtei chatzotros menat zdadin. And in the mikdash, there were two on the sides of the shofar. There were two trumpets, as we know. There were two trumpets discussed in Parashas Baloscha, and they would blow on either side of the person who was blowing the shofar. As it says in Tehillim Tzadiches, bechatzotros, v'kol shofar, hari lufnei melech Hashem, v'kol ata Hashem, in lifnei hamelech, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, with both chatzotros and a shofar. Shofar marich v'chatzotros mikatzros, the shofar lengthens its blast. After the chatzotros have stopped, the shofar continues, so we can hear the shofar beyond that. Shemitzvah sayom b'shofar, so because we want one people to inform people that today is the mitzvah is b'shofar, not chatzotros, which in Maseches Tainis we see the opposite. Which is where, and the next Mishnah teaches us as well, that on a fast day, that's where the chatzotros are going to lengthen, because the mitzvah of Tainis is to blow the trumpets, specifically. Now, there is some discussion about the fact that Gemara wonders, there's a concept called Trei Kali Lo Mishtamari. You can't hear two signs at the same time. So to blow the shofar and the trumpets at the same time at the beginning, Eve, okay, at the end, the shofar extends. But before that, they're blowing together. What's gained if I cannot hear? I can't distinguish between the sounds. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why that's okay. When you have something that's chaviv, that's dear to the person who's listening to it, he concentrates and is able to distinguish between the two sounds. That's the same. The same is true. Another example is this is Megillah. When it comes to Megillah, we allow people, more than one person, to read together, and people can listen, and we can fulfill the mitzvah, because we'll be able to, we love the mitzvah so much, we're so excited about the mitzvah, about the story, and the Chag, and Purim, so we're excited to celebrate and hear the Megillah, so we're able to distinguish and hear one voice over the other. And therefore, again, the Mishnah says, Shofar marach v'chatzotros mekatzros, shemitzvah sayom ba shofar, it extends because today's mitzvah is specifically for the shofar.